Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. On behalf of all of the clergy and the staff of the Oratory of Saints Gregory and Augustine, as rector, I'd like to extend to all of you a very blessed and a Merry Christmas. Indeed, it is by God's grace and favor that yet again we are able to be here, shrouded in both darkness and light, to welcome the Christ child who is the light that dispels all darkness and sin. It is indeed a time for rejoicing and giving thanks to God for the manifold blessings that he has bestowed upon us, most especially the gift of new life that now comes to us. There is an exhortation in our sacred scripture today from St. Luke's Gospel to put aside fear, to be men and women of peace and goodwill, a peace that comes only from Christ, that only he can bring and give to us. It is here at the very beginning of salvation history's incarnation and inauguration, and so it will be at its consummation, after the Lord has conquered sin and death and stands victorious among his apostles, marked by the signs of man's destruction, but having overcome them, says to them, "Peace be with you." Peace, brothers and sisters, is a difficult commodity, a difficult reality to hold on to. Not only a peace that is an absence from violence, but more importantly, a peace of soul that comes only from God. I can only imagine what St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother must have felt, fully understanding that which God was asking them to do. But Scripture relates to us that St. Joseph, and especially Our Lady in her Magnificat, were imbued with a sense of profound peace, trust, and confidence in God. God's messenger, the angel Gabriel, announces their particular and unique roles in salvation history, and in obedience they accept them with great joy and with great peace. Our Lady especially, the first and living tabernacle of God himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, so moved by her love, chooses to make his dwelling in her womb. But from her own immaculate conception, endowed with the fullness of grace, having lived a life cooperating with that grace, she is able, with great receptivity and joy, accept the message that has been given to her. So even now, in the difficulties of childbirth, in a foreign place, in a strange and unwelcoming place, there still is peace. And so it must be for us as well. Sadly, unlike Mary and Joseph, we allow ourselves at times to be plagued by anxieties and doubts and fears, to be so overwhelmed that we become paralyzed by the things of this world. It knocks us off course, it discombobulates our souls, and it makes it difficult, if not nigh impossible, to have trust and confidence in the Lord. The message of peace proclaimed in Scripture, the message of peace that is in the most holy Eucharist, simply falls away from our sights, and instead is replaced by all the cares and concerns of the world. And while it may be true that these cares and concerns are indeed legitimate, and they deserve our attention, clearly what we celebrate this early morn is that there is nothing that men can do to impede the progress leading towards salvation that God has always had in store for us. God's divine providence, in the fullness of time, has allowed his Son to come one with us in all things but sin, that we might have new and everlasting life. As a consequence, we can't allow ourselves to be agitated, disgruntled, unhappy, and dissatisfied. We must always strive for and live in and maintain the peace that has been proclaimed, the peace that has become enfleshed. This is especially and particularly true in the midst of the very sufferings that we are being asked to endure. In her wisdom, the Church will set these side by side for us throughout this octave of Christmas, lest we lose sight of the fact that this child, born in the arms of his mother, overshadowed by his father, testified to by shepherds and the voices of angels manifesting his glory, will grow to be a man who offers his life, who sheds his blood, who sacrifices himself, he who is sinless, doing this for those who are sinners. The Church never attempts to reconcile or sees them in conflict, but says to us, be at peace in the fullness of this reality, which is suffering, yes, but suffering that always leads to joy. Is there sacrifice required? Yes, but a sacrifice that gives life. This is, after all, what God himself makes manifest. In profound humility, he takes on the condition that he himself creates. He submits himself to its weakness and frailty in order to show forth his power and his strength. And so we must ask ourselves, truly and really, what must I do to daily maintain my peace of soul, to be calm, to be steadfast and steady in the presence of God, regardless of whatever it is that swirls around me, whatever activities might beset me, both good and bad, always keeping my sights, my heart, and most especially my soul on the things of God and Him alone. We can take the last phrase of our passage from St. Luke and make it our daily refrain in order to help us maintain that peace of soul, to keep our hearts and our minds on the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Beautifully and succinctly, the angels proclaim that which is required of us. First and foremost, to give glory to God. All praise is due him now, forever, and always. And then out of that life of praise and glory, there is indeed peace among men of good will. If others simply cannot see, refuse to see. If others choose to remain in the darkness instead of seeing and searching for the light, all the more reason for us to be beacons of that light and that hope for the world. But in order for that to be authentic and real and true, then it must be lived in our own lives. And so set before us is yet again another opportunity, another chance to live with God as God intends us to live with him. Let us rejoice and give thanks. Let us join our voices to that of the angels. Let us testify along with the shepherds of the truth of he who is in our midst. Let us take Our Lady into our hearts as St. Joseph did. And most especially, let us our souls proclaim the greatness of the Lord and our spirits truly rejoice because God, our Savior, is with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.